Catch a wave and you're sitting on top of the world.
This is Catching a Wave with your host, Jammin' James Riley. The sounds of summer, surf, and good time rock and roll.
And if this isn't your idea of fun, then you're a rat thing.
Hello!
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 Hello, baby!
Hello, everybody. I'm Jammin' James Riley.
Here I come to save the day.
You're listening to Catching a Wave, where it's summer all year long. Coming up, Beth Riley has another great deep track from the Beach Boys. In her Surf's Up Beth's Beach Boys break, we board the Catching a Wave time machine for the week ending March the 21st, 1964. And as always, we'll drop a coin in the Jammin' James jukebox to hear our selection of the week. You want more? Well, how about rockin' tunes from Greg Townsend, Stereophonic Space Sound Unlimited, Halibears, The Violet Minefield, His Lordship, Mario Monteroso, The Zipheads, The Babaloonies, Jack White, Pitted, Underwater Bosses, The Surf Beat Club, and more. Let's start things off with a version of Peter Gunn, found on the Greatest Hits 1961 through 1976 collection, and one of the tracks recorded in the 70s. It's the late, great Dick Dale.
Hi, this is Dick Dale, and you're listening to Catching a Wave with my man, Jammin' James Riley. That's my daddy's name, James.
We'll be right back.
latest High Tide Recordings release, The Flawless Mrs. Drake, at Stereophonic Space Sound Unlimited with Land of Swinging Atoms. Our Jam and James Jukebox selection of the week is coming up later. Now, often early groups associated with surf were covering other bands. Vocal groups would often cover other doo-wop groups. Now, this is a popular doo-wop R&B group that quickly covered this song, originally by an early duo. This 1958 cover reached number 55 on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100 and number 14 on the U.S. R&B chart. More info and the song coming up later. Up next, it's the Surf Beat Club from their 2021 album Shakedown and more hip shaking Bronco beats. This is Triple Type.
Great idea for a cologne. It's called The Beach. You spray it on, and it's just like you came home from the beach.
A cologne that smells like the beach. I can't believe I'm saying this, but that's not a bad idea.
Now, here comes the music.
I'm not a bad
a heat wave and going out over the radio waves here on Catching a Wave, we just heard Underwater Bosses and the tune Seawolf from their album The Night Divides the Ride. Jack White in the mix there too with the title cut from his new album Fear of the Dawn. Now, it's fitting I played Dick Dale at the start of the show. When Dick unfortunately passed away in 2019, Jack White had this to say about him. I spent many moments learning his massive reverb guitar licks in my bedroom and still enjoy playing his song Nitro whenever I can. He writes, I can remember traveling up to Pontiac from Detroit by myself to watch him play when I was 16. That upside down gold sparkle Fender of his needs to be hung up someplace special. We couldn't agree more. Up next from the album So Pitted, here's the band Pitted and the tune The Best Barrels Ever.
I'm Greg Townsend from Low Straitjackets and the High Risers. You are listening to Catching a Wave with my buddy Jammin' James Riley.
Thank you.
That's the Babyloonies with Moment of Truth from their Wide Track Weekend EP. Also in the mix, brand new from Greg Townsend from an instrumental project he did with Todd Bradley and Caitlin Moss called Beyond the Horizon, and the tune Step Aside. Our Jam and James Jukebox selection of the week is coming up later. Now, I mentioned that often early groups associated with surf were covering other artists, and vocal groups would often cover other doo-wop groups. But this is a popular doo-wop R&B group that quickly covered this song, originally by an early California duo. This 1958 cover reached number 55 on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100 and number 14 on the U.S. R&B chart. The answer and the song coming up later, but right now, time to hit the waves with Beth Riley.
Surf's up.
It's time for Surf's Up.
Beth's Beach Boys break.
Surf's Up. I'm Beth Riley, and this is my Beach Boys break, where you'll hear a deep track or a lesser-known song by the Beach Boys to get you surfing right along. This song can be found on their 1976 album, 15 Big Ones. It was written by Brian Wilson and Mike Love and features Brian on lead vocals. Let's catch the party wave with that same song. This has been Surf's Up, Beth's Beach Boys break on Catching a Wave.
Well, back in time with just a rhythm and rhyme, Gregorian chants were a real big thing. They took that chant and added harmony. It was a different sound, but had the same meaning. I know. It took us a long while to go and find us a rock style. I know that we could take it one more mile, because we're singing that same song. Still singing that same song.
We're singing that same song. That same song. That same song.
The rock of ages built that rocking sound till more and more people start to come around. They worshipped in church and built that great big choir. It grew and it grew until it spread like fire. I know. It took us a long while to go and find us a rock star. I know that we could take it one more mile, because
we're singing that same song. We're still singing that same song.
Same song,
oh yeah, same song,
ooh, yeah, same song, that same
Hey, I'm Jammin' James Riley, and you're tuned to Catching a Wave, where it's summer all year long, even if it's just in your mind. We just heard the Halle Bears from the album Hasta la Twista and the tune Twisting Sister. Up next, one listen to this great new album from our buddy Mario Monterosso called Take It Away. You can tell he's a fan of, among other guitarists, Duane Eddy. Here's his cover of Duane's 40 Miles of Bad Road on Catching a Wave. From their brand new EP, His Lordship, Play Rock and Roll Volume 1. That's His Lordship, with a cover of Link Wray's Run Chicken Run. Great covers on there of Jerry Lee Lewis, Gene Vincent, and more. Raw and loud, the way rock and roll should be. Time now to go board the Catching a Wave time machine.
This is what makes time travel possible. The flux capacitor.
We're aboard the Catching a Wave time machine. Surfboards are safely stowed in the back, so no need to worry. We're setting our destination for the week ending March the 21st, 1964. Now we'll hear three tunes on the Billboard Hot 100, including the song at the top. Coming in at number 29, down from number 24 the week before, a song that says history class is getting bigger and bigger. They come for miles, because they really dig her. The PTA was really floored when she walked in with a red surfboard. Whoa, it's Abigail Beecher, our history teacher. Coming in at number 29, it's Freddie Boom Boom Cannon and Abigail Beecher. You're safely aboard the Catch and Wave time machine, and we're at our destination for the week ending March the 21st, 1964. Up from number 7 to number 5 is a tune that had its origins from a girl in Salt Lake City, Utah. Now, Shirley England's dad owned radio station KNAK, and his business manager, Bill Hesterman, was friends with Murray Wilson and would bring the Beach Boys in town a few times a year. Now, one time when Bill took them to the airport to leave, he told them how Susan was grounded for, yep, taking her father's Thunderbird instead of going to the library. Went to the hamburger stand and cruised around and became the inspiration for this song at number 5. It's the Beach Boys and Fun, Fun, Fun.
Like an ace now.
She makes the Indy 500 look like a Roman chariot.
You're strapped in the Catching a Wave time machine, and you're about to hear the number one song for the week ending March the 21st, 1964. Now, this song surpassed several sales records in the UK charts and set a record in the USA as one of the five songs from this band that held the top five positions on the chart just a couple weeks after this. It remained the band's best-selling single in the UK and the top-selling single of the 1960s by any artist. At number one for the week ending March the 21st, 1964, of course, it's the Beatles and She Loves You.
This song is number one.
Number one.
Number one.
She loves you, yeah. She's thinking of, and she told me what to say. She said she loves you, and you know that can't be bad. Yes, she loves you, and you know you should be glad. She said you hurt her so, she almost lost her mind. But now she says she knows you're not the should be glad. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah.
The sounds of summer, surf, and good time rock and roll. This is Catching a Wave. I'm Jammin' James Riley, helping you feel like summer all year long. And time now to find out what our Jammin' James Jukebox selection of the week is, so let's just drop a coin in the jukebox. I mentioned earlier that often groups associated with surf were covering other bands, and vocal groups from that time would often cover other doo-wop groups that came a little earlier. But this is a popular doo-wop R&B group that quickly covered this song, originally by Jan and Arnie, who also wrote the song, and later re-recorded by Jan and Dean in 1962. But this 1958 cover reached number 55 on the U.S. Billboard chart, Hot 100, and number 14 on the U.S. R&B chart. This is Billy Ward and his Dominoes with Jenny Lee on the Jammin' James Jukebox.
Hi, I'm Sean from the Violet Minefields, and you're listening to Catching a Wave with our pal Jammin' James Riley.
Hey, this is Ray from the Zipheads, and you are catching a wave with our buddy Jammin' James Riley.
We'll be right back.
from Supersonic Guitars in 3D, it's Los Straitjackets and the tune Squid. The Zipheads before that with Achendino from Surf Wars Volume 1, The Day the Surf Stood Still, and The Violet Minefield in the mix there too with By the Sunrise from their album California Burning. I'm Jammin' James Riley, and I've got more summery tunes for you next time on the only place where it's summer all year long. This is Catching a Wave.